For the time is coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up a righteous descendant from King David's line. He will be a king who rules with wisdom. He will do what is just and right throughout the land, and this will be his name. The Lord is our righteousness. In that day, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety.
Comfort, comfort, my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. Tell her that her sad days are gone and her sins are pardoned. Yes, the Lord has punished her twice over for all her sins. Listen, it's the voice of someone shouting, clear the way through the wilderness for the Lord. Make a straight highway through the wasteland for your God. Fill in the valleys and level the mountains and hills. Straighten the curves and smooth out the rough places. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together. The Lord has spoken. A voice said, shout. And I asked, what should I shout? Shout that people are like grass. Their beauty fades as quickly as flowers in a field. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the breath of the Lord, beneath the breath of the Lord. And so it is with people. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our God stands forever. O Zion, messenger of good news, shout from the mountaintops. Shout it louder, O Jerusalem. Shout and do not be afraid. Tell the towns of Judah, your God is coming. Yes, the sovereign Lord is coming in power, and he will rule with a powerful arm. See, he brings his reward with him as he comes. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will carry the lambs in his arms, holding them close to his heart. He will gently lead the mother sheep with their young. Let's pray. O come, Emmanuel, be born again in us this Christmas. O come, Emmanuel, be born again for us this Christmas. O come, Emmanuel, be born again through us in your world and for your world this Christmas. Amen.
Hearts are falling, hearts are breaking. How we need to hear from God. You've been promised, we've been waiting. Welcome, Holy Child. Welcome, Holy Child. Hope that you don't mind our manger. How I wish we would have known. But long awaited, holy stranger, make yourself at home. Make yourself at home. Bring your peace into our violence. Bid our hungry souls be filled. Word now breaking, heaven silence. Welcome to our world. Welcome to our world. Fragile finger sent to heal us, tender brow prepared for thorn, tiny heart whose blood will save us, unto us is born, unto us is born. So wrap our injured flesh around you, breathe our air and walk our sod. rob our sin and make us holy, perfect Son of God, perfect Son of God. Welcome to our world.
The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine. You will enlarge the nation of Israel, and its people will rejoice. They will rejoice before you as the people rejoice at the harvest, and like warriors dividing the plunder. For you will break the yoke of their slavery and lift the heavy burden from their shoulders. You will break the oppressor's rod, just as you did when you destroyed the army of Midian. The boots of the warrior and the uniforms bloodstained by war will all be burnt. It will be fuel for the fire, for a child is born to us. A son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. The passionate commitment of the Lord of heaven's armies will make this happen.
I'd invite you to stand and join me as we sing a carol of welcoming this evening.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, oh come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh come, let us adore him. Oh come, let us adore him. Oh come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exaltation. Oh sing, all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, all glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Lord Jesus, we greet thee, born this happy morning. Lord Jesus, to thee be all glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Amen. Please be seated.
In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you." Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean, "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary asked the angel, "But how can this happen? I am a virgin." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she has conceived a son and is now in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true."
From the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. Ye who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Shepherds in the fields abiding, watching o'er your flocks by night. God with us is now residing, yonder shine the infant light. Come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Sages, leave your contemplations, brighter visions beam afar. Seek the great desire of nations, ye have seen his natal star. Come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Saints before the altar bending, watching long in hope and fear. Suddenly the Lord descending in his temple shall appear. Come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.
Now the birth of Jesus took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they had come together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." And all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and they called his name Jesus.
Naquela época, o imperador Augusto mandou publicar uma lei dizendo que todo mundo romano devia se registrar para um recenseamento.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered.
Quando foi feito esse primeiro recenseamento, Quirino era governador da Síria.
This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria.
Então todos foram para suas próprias cidades para se registrarem.
And all went to be registered, each to his own town.
José também partiu da vila de Nazaré, na Galileia, para a vila de Belém, na Judéia. José foi para lá porque vinha da família do rei Davi e este tinha nascido em Belém.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David.
Ele foi para lá para se registrar com Maria, que ia se casar com ele e estava grávida.
To be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child.
E aconteceu que, enquanto estavam em Belém, completou-se o tempo da gravidez de Maria.
And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth.
E ela deu à luz ao seu primeiro filho. Como não houvesse lugar para eles no quarto de hóspedes, Maria enrolou o menino em panos e o deitou numa manjedoura.
And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
Shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Let's stand as we sing this next song, Angels We Have Heard on High.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judah during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and had to come worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judah," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." And then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report him to me so that I may go to worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down to worship him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by a different route.
You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of the highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue declares that Jesus Christ the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Dear friends, you always followed my instructions when I was with you, and now that I am away, it is even more important. Work hard to show the results of your salvation, obeying with God with deep reverence and fear. For God is working with you and giving you the desire and power to do what pleases him.
Let's sing together this beautiful carol.
It came upon the midnight clear. till through the cloven skies they come with peaceful wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music floats o'er all the weary world. Above its sad and lonely plains they bend on hovering wing, and over o'er its babble sounds the blessed angels sing. O'er long the days far hastening on, by prophet March foretold, when with the ever-circling years comes round the age of gold, when peace shall over all the earth its ancient splendor sing, and the whole world set back the sound which now the angels sing.
Then I looked, and I heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders the voice of many angels, numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea, and all that is in them, saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever."
We certainly can't remain seated for joy to the world. So let's, as you're able, let's stand and sing.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven.
Wow. It's great to have everyone here. Thank you for the rousing singing. We've been talking about singing all month. Four Sundays in a row, we have looked at stories about the songs we sing at Christmas. And I'm continuing that this evening with Silent Night. And we have two more Sundays after this one, so keep that in mind. We've learned so many wonderful things. I'll never look at a hymn the same again. I will certainly not look at Christmas carols the same either. Excuse me. A young priest, Joseph Moore, just 24 years old, wrote the poem we know as Silent Night. He wrote it in 1816. He was an interesting young man. He had been born out of wedlock. He was the child of a soldier and a teenage seamstress, and because of that, the shame that resulted from that, eventually became the foster child of the Salzburg Cathedral. He became the foster child of a church. This was in Austria. Because of this, he had built-in religious and musical training all the way through his life, all the way through his youth, until he was actually ordained as a Catholic priest. The Europe that Moore lived in was tired and worn in 1816. Napoleon, who had disrupted the continent with conquests and attempted conquests and all the war that comes with that for 12 long years, had finally been subdued the year before. So it was a relatively peaceful time. Humanity never wants to not fight, but it was a relatively peaceful time. But it's interesting that 1813, and if you're a history nut like me, you know about this, 1816 was known worldwide as the year where there was no summer. In 1815, sometime in 1815, the volcano Mount Tambora in what is now Indonesia, then it was called the Dutch East Indies, this volcano exploded in the largest and most destructive eruption in recorded history. And it disrupted the climate worldwide for better than a year. And it was probably longer than that. There was even snow in July in places where it would normally have been very hot, because summer is usually hot. That's recorded in U.S. history. We had snow in July in 1816. As a result of this climate change, there was famine and floods and disease. Yes, Europe was tired as this young assistant priest was pondering the Christmas season and as he wrote this poem. Now remember, he was in Austria, and he wrote in German. He wrote Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht. It goes on, and if you want the Sprungers to sing it or Sheila to sing it sometime, it's beautiful, but I'm not good at that. I'm not good at singing either. And so I will just quote to you the words that he wrote. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon godly tender pair, holy infant with curly hair, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Silent night, holy night, brought the world gracious light down from heaven's golden height, comes to us, glorious sight, Jesus as one of mankind. Jesus as one of mankind. Silent night, holy night, by his love, by his might, God our Father has graced as a brother, gently embraced. Jesus, all nations on earth. Jesus, all nations on earth. Silent night, holy night, long ago, minding our plight, God the world from misery freed, in the dark age of our fathers decreed, all the world was redeemed, all the world is redeemed. Silent night, holy night, shepherds first saw the sight of angels singing alleluia, calling clearly near and far, Christ the Savior is born, Christ the Savior is born. Now, you're kind of familiar with about half of that. We use three of those verses or a semblance of them. And you are so familiar with that song. You know that song. Some people say that it's the most popular Christmas song, and it very well might be. We're going to be singing it in a little bit as we close out this service, and we're going to light our candles. And we will not be projecting the words on the screen because we want the room to be darkened, and the screen kind of lightens things up a bit. And see, but you probably know this song well enough that almost all of us can sing it from memory. Now, let me get back to the song story. Young Father Joseph, sounds funny. Father Joseph set the poem aside as he became otherwise occupied with a transfer from from the parish where he was to a parish in Bavaria in the mountains, a beautiful, beautiful setting, but a very poor spot. It was a poor town on the Salzach River where shipbuilders and shippers were the main population. And for a couple of years, he was adjusting to his new assignment. But as Christmas Eve of 1818 approached, he had the idea to put his poem to music. And now Joseph was an accomplished musician, and he could play violin, and he could play guitar. So he could have written the music himself. Instead, he turned to a very good friend, Franz Gruber, who was an organist and a teacher and a choir master, and he asked him to compose the music, which Gruber apparently did in one afternoon. They planned to use the song for Christmas Eve Mass, and there was not enough time to teach the song to the choir. I might add that the organ wasn't chewed by a mouse in a Disney movie, okay? The organ wasn't available, though, because there was flooding from that climate change that we heard, that climate hiccup that I mentioned earlier, and that caused the organ pipes to corrode and the bellows to leak. And it worked a tiny bit, but not nearly good enough for Christmas Eve service. There was an organ mender on his way. I guess that's what you call an organ repairman. We have an organ repairman in our midst. He sang up here. He was the one sitting on the buggy up here, our own organ mender. Okay, if we would have had Ken back in 1818, Silent Night wouldn't have happened. So I'm glad Ken's here now. Okay. Anyway, the organ repairman was scheduled to come, but he wasn't going to be there for a week or so. So with this in mind, Gruber wrote the song for guitar, then he and his friend Joseph, the parish priest, sang the song as a duet with Gruber singing bass and Moore playing the guitar and singing tenor. One account that I read said that the choir backed them up by singing the first verse of each, the first line of each verse. All six of them, the ones that I recited earlier, and then the two young men would sing the remainder of the verse. So the choir would begin, Silent Night, Holy Night, and then the two young men would continue it. And if they did it that way, it must have been a beautiful arrangement, because I love creativity like that. That was Christmas Eve 1818. And from then on Silent Night just caught on. That organ repairman that I spoke of earlier came along a week or two later, and he was impressed with the song, and he took it with him, and it spread through the region. And then it spread through the world. And then there was this German singing family, the singing Rainer family. Some people describe them as the Von Trapp family only 100 years earlier. If you remember The Sound of Music, okay, they were during the 1930s, 1940s, okay? And this family was 100 years prior to that. Anyway, this family, this German family, made a tour of America, and part of their repertoire was Silent Night, and people loved it. It was a hit. It was translated into English sometime in the 1830s, and the rest is history. Silent Night has been a blessing for 207 years now, and we're glad that we have it. What I love about the song is that it shows what God does with bad news. Europe had experienced very bad news, not just for the dozen years of the Napoleonic Wars, but for decades, if not centuries. And then there had been a time of disease and flooding and famine that came from that climate hiccup. And into this came this reminder of the hope that Christ's coming into humanity brought. You see, this is what God does with bad news. He brings good news of a Savior who arrived just in time. With him on that silent night, we welcome the radiant beams from his holy face, bringing the dawn of redeeming grace. What God does with bad news is he brings good news. That dawn of redeeming grace brought a new and glorious day, to quote another Christmas song. This is a holy night, and it is holy, I mean completely holy night. Savor that as we light our candles and as we sing together. We are full in here. I always like to have a circle. It's going to have to be a zigzaggy circle, okay? We're going to have you stand, and we're going to sing. I'm going to introduce it a little bit because I want to talk about, as we have the candles lighting, and I might as well do that a while. Thank you, lovely assistant. I want to talk about what God does with bad news. Now stand, and we will pass the light We'll pass the candlelight and take your time. Don't worry about it. I never have to worry about getting my hair in it. But if you have a little one with long hair, you might want to be careful with that. It always works out well. I think of this past year. I think of how we've had bad news from time to time, and how God has made it into good news. As we celebrate the fact that God is on the throne and he knows his own, we can think about, well, I couldn't help it. When Leah was up here, some bad news that we got on like the 13th of March of this year was that a mistake had been made during surgery, and now our really dear friend Leah was, well, we didn't know how close she was to death, and she was very, 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 very ill for months. And tonight, she came up and read the scripture that talked about healing. And I'm glad for the witness that she is. God makes good news out of bad news. You know, the word gospel is literally a translation of good news. And the good news is that Jesus came, and he didn't just come to a manger. He came and walked among us, taught us how to live. One of the verses of Silent Night talked about that. The German ones. And he walked among us, and then he died for us, and then he rose again to give us victory. That's how bad news is turned into good news. We've had loss this past year. That's bad news in the sight of the world when we lose a loved one. But the promise we have with those loved ones we've lost is that the heavenly Christmas time they're having right now is, well, this candlelight service is really, really nice, but that's much, much better. And so that's bad news that the Lord makes into good news. And so let's celebrate that as we sing Silent Night as we close out our time.
Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Oh, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Shepherds quake at the sight, glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing Alleluia, Christ the Savior is born, Christ the Savior is born. silent nights, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn.
I love the fact that we have such a guitar player in Jason so that we can have it the same way that it was played in 1818, and we can savor that. And thank you for the magnificent singing. Now, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessing that this has been this night, hearing your word, singing these songs, being reminded of the wonder of what this season is, what it really is. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the fact that you sent your Son. You sent him to redeem the world. We're thankful for redeeming light. Help us to be the ones that bear that light to the world so that more and more people know about you. Dismiss us now in Jesus' name. Help us to go and be blessed on our Christmas day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. The Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Go in peace. Thank you.